Your conference is being recorded.
Hi, good evening. Anyone there yet? Marcia, have you joined us? Hi, good evening. Marcia, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, good.
Can't get started without me, right?
Hey. We have a couple more minutes. We've had several beeps, so I have started the conference recording. It seems like it works out better. So just kind of for your information, Marcia, we've been recording these calls so that if there's people that want access to that information following the call, it'll be up on our website.
That would be wonderful.
Sure.
It's hard to find a convenient time for everybody.
Right. And we usually do these in the evening so that families have a chance to get home from work or whatever and, you know, get things settled down for the evening so that people can do these in the convenience of their home. So.
Absolutely.
So it works out well.
Good.
Did you get snow in Minot?
We did last night. We probably got about 2 to 3 inches, and we're supposed to get another inch or two tonight. But
oh,
it hasn't
Lord.
Been blowing, so it doesn't matter that much, as long as it's not windy.
Great, yeah. We didn't get that much, so I was happy about that.
And where are you at?
I'm south of Jamestown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hi, welcome. We'll get started in just a couple minutes. Oh, I guess it is 8.
Yeah.
One of my calls says 8 and the other one says 7:56. So for those of you that are joining us, welcome to tonight's call on the North Dakota Association for the Disabled. Just a little kind of housekeeping. If it gets a little bit noisy where you are, if you press *6, it will mute your phone. And if you press #6, it will unmute your phone. Unless you have a mute feature on your phone would be wonderful in case it gets noisy. Tonight, as I said, we are visiting with Marcia Dupree from the North Dakota Association for the Disabled, and glad to have her on the call. So that families and providers know what all NDAD probably has to offer. I know I was a little bit surprised as well with some of the materials. So, Marcia, I'm just going to let you take it away.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. We'll start out with NDAD and what is NDAD. NDAD is a nonprofit charitable organization, and it was founded by concerned citizens for the purpose of assisting people with mental and physical disabilities in North Dakota. The problem was many of them are not eligible for services from other agencies. So our mission statement is to enhance the quality of lives of individuals facing health challenges. And that's probably the key. So many people think that we are there just to help people with disabilities, but we're there to help people with disabilities, mental and physical, as well as individuals facing very stringent health challenges on their lifestyle as well. And as I go through the different services that we offer, that'll come clear. And if you have questions in the end, you can ask me. NDAD began at a kitchen table in 1975 with a group of parents who had friends or family members with a disability, and it was led by Ron and Faye Gibbons. It's a true grassroots organization for North Dakota. They found that many individuals with disabilities were not eligible for assistance from existing agencies, and individuals with disabilities were often living without necessary medical equipment or services. So the goal of NDAD is to raise funds to assist people with disabilities to live more satisfying and productive lives. So our client services that we offer includes financial assistance, our equipment for loan program, information and referrals, advocacy, and the North Dakota Transplant Grant Fund. So we'll start out with financial assistance. Funds generated by the organizations help individuals in need for personal attendant care. I have a couple clients in the Mandan-Bismarck area. Out of my office here in Minot, some get $150 a month for personal attendant care. Others have gotten up to $2,250 a month for personal attendant care. So it really depends on their specific need and what their physicians have said that they need for their family and for independence. We also help with durable medical equipment. So if you need help, your family needs help purchasing a wheelchair, a shower chair, a commode, any type of durable medical equipment, we are there to help you purchase that if you're eligible. Home accessibility and vehicle accessibility, we will help make your home accessible if you're a homeowner. If you own a vehicle, we'll help you make your vehicle accessible. The value of the vehicle has to be equal to or greater than the cost that we're putting into the vehicle in order for us to assist you. We also help with prescription medications, which is something that not many people are aware of, and we like to get that word out. We help with limited medical travel, and we do a lot of medical travel out of the Minot office here, and I'm involved in a lot of that. And this is where we reach out to people with health challenges as well as health disabilities. We help dialysis clients get to their dialysis appointments. We help individuals that need to get to their medical appointments. So if they need to get to Fargo from Bismarck or Williston, if they need to get to Minneapolis, Sioux Falls, Rochester, we will help them, if they're eligible, pay for their gas in a gas card to get to that appointment. We will also help with limited medical travel with lodging up to four nights, $125 a night. So those are some areas that we help with when it comes to limited medical travel as well. We also cover registration fees for adaptive recreation and helping people get into camps and swimming lessons, and people with disabilities need to experience what everyone can experience. We want to help them through paying for their registration fees for adaptive recreational activities. And then something new, NDAD is pleased to announce the launch of the Autism Spectrum Assistance Program. We call it ASAP. Through conversations with professionals, NDAD learned about the service gaps that families face. So NDAD developed an Autism Spectrum Assistance Program, ASAP, to help children, youth, and adults with autism spectrum disorder when no other payment option is available for them through local, state, or federal programs. ASAP may assist with medical travel expenses and respite services. Qualifying individuals receive gas cards for out-of-town medical travel for appointments, including occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech and language therapy, behavioral therapy, and psychiatric appointments. So NDAD may also assist with up to 8 hours per week of respite care expenses for the Autism Spectrum Assistance Program. And that's something that's new that we've just introduced. So we also have on your fifth handout, it's called Fundraisers. We also have financial assistance in the area of helping you or helping individuals with community projects. So funds raised by community projects. What we do is we act as a custodian of any funds raised through the community projects. So if you decide to have a spaghetti feed or a silent auction or go to Pizza Ranch and have a fundraiser with them or Qdoba's and have a fundraiser with them, if you work with NDAD, we can act as a custodian of those funds raised through your community project. And these funds can be used to help the person with a disability with any appropriate expenses within IRS guidelines. So money from community fundraising can be used for the same type of expenses as those generated by NDAD in the areas that we help with, as well as things like hospital, clinic, or doctor bills, or other disability-related costs. And people want to do that and run the fundraiser through NDAD as the custodian because NDAD is a 501c3 organization. And donations made to NDAD for the community project are tax-deductible if you itemize because we are a 501c3. So they do not have to count that income that they made on the fundraiser as income. It can be counted as a nonprofit organization income, and they don't have to claim it against their taxes as income. The third handout is the HELP card, and that stands for Healthcare Equipment Loan Program. And that equipment loan program has NDAD offering at no charge for individuals the opportunity to borrow a piece of equipment for up to 3 months. So they, and the back of that HELP card shows all of the types of equipment that we have available for loan. I'm trying to pull it up here, so it'll take a little while. We have walkers and commodes, wheelchairs and scooters, canes, motorized wheelchairs, bath benches, bath chairs, transfer benches, commodes, lift chairs, rollators, knee walkers, a ton of inventory available to help loan out to individuals who may need assistance for 90 days or less. It really helps for individuals that aren't sure whether something will work for them. They can come to us. They can use that piece of equipment for up to 90 days and see if it's something that they need. If it's something that they need and they're financially eligible, it's something that we can purchase for them and help and assist them in purchasing. Or it might be something they need on a short-term loan, and that can be made available to them. We have that equipment loan program out of the Grand Forks office, the Fargo office, and out of the Minot office. Now, out of the Grand Forks office and the Minot office, we also have a van available with a ramp that's available to loan for individuals in the community who use a wheelchair. So the van can be used for out-of-town medical appointments or for local appointments or even events. Out-of-state trips must be for medical purposes, and they have to be pre-approved by NDAD office. There's no charge for use of the van. We just ask that it be returned clean and with a full tank of gas. Donations are accepted. But we have had people use that van to take their individuals who are in a nursing home and in a wheelchair, maybe to a wedding or a funeral. We also had one individual take their father who was in an assisted living facility to see the harvest of the crops because he was a retired farmer. And they took him out to the area crops to see what was going on in the farming industry. So it can be used for any individual, any family member who's in a wheelchair and can be loaned out to them at no cost. We also have information and referral. One of our goals is to assist people to receive help through other agencies. So often the person's not aware of available services or does not know how to access them, so referral is very important to us. Advocacy, protecting the rights of individuals with disabilities, is a primary concern of NDAD. Every effort is made that individuals receive the services to which they are entitled from the appropriate agency. There again, that is where referral comes into play. Any questions up to this point?
I have one question. I was wondering, this is Vicki Peterson. I was wondering, when you talked about your autism transportation portion, is there more criteria to that? Just wondering, I referred somebody to there, and for some reason they were denied.
How long ago was it that you referred them?
Less than a week.
Okay, I was just given this email, so I'm not sure when the ASAP program was put into place. What office did you go through? Fargo, Grand Forks?
Minot. We sent the stuff off to Minot, but she heard from somebody in Grand Forks.
Okay, so I'm wondering if the application ended up in Grand Forks.
Okay.
Do you still have that paperwork?
I believe the parent still has a copy of it.
Okay. Have them
I was
call
just wondering
me.
If there's other criteria for that. Or,
right.
Like they don't
have
access to any. Can I have them call you? Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have them call me tomorrow. My information, I think, is included in this information. If not, I am at 701-838-8414.
Okay.
And what
and then
exact
I have one other
question are you asking?
What?
You're asking if there's any specific criteria for that?
Correct. Beyond what you stated, like for a child who has autism, they're not accessing, this family's not accessing any Medicaid vouchers, no autism vouchers, no nothing. I mean, they are having to travel because they live in rural North Dakota, so they're having to travel for speech and OT therapy.
Okay. And did they have an full application with their financials provided, or did they just ask questions?
Nope, they provided their financial portion of that as well.
Yes, have them follow up with me tomorrow so that I can review that for them.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And then I have one other question. Yes, because when you're talking about providing, I know you talked about transportation in other areas. Is there any help for transportation for, let's say, a mother who has to birth in the cities where there's no Medicaid also involved yet? Is there any money for them to go, even though their child has the diagnosis, their unborn child already has a diagnosis, but they're in financial need for that? Is that something they could work through your agency?
That's something we would have to review. We'd have to get an application for them. It would be something that's unique. So I would have to verify that with our corporate office in Grand Forks, or I shouldn't say corporate, with our state office in Grand Forks.
But they could fill out that application and do their finances as well?
Absolutely. Okay. It's something we want to review, and then I will review it with the state office in Grand Forks, and we can review it to discuss.
Okay, and I would send that to you as well?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're going back to, I was going back a couple pages here in my presentation. The North Dakota Transplant Grant Fund is your fourth handout that I supplied you. Organ transplant. The Organ Transplant Fund was established by the North Dakota Legislature in 1991. Now, we're not funded by the state of North Dakota, but we assist the state of North Dakota with their transplant grant fund. Dollars for the Organ Transplant Fund are generated from state income tax refunds of under $5. So if you have a state income tax claim and you're due $4.50, you're not going to get that money back. That money goes into the North Dakota Organ Transplant Grant Fund. Funds raised help individuals alleviate demonstrated financial needs related to costs associated with transplant operations that are not normally covered by insurance. So they have their criteria that we follow to help them pay for their prescription medications or their travel expenses. And I'll give you an example of that a little bit later on in the presentation. The first handout that you received was on recreation. And one of our exciting events that we have, I guess, is Escape to the Lake. And we do that every year. It's an annual adaptive water skiing event for people with disabilities. It's held at Nelson Lake near Center, North Dakota. It's the second largest adaptive water skiing event in the nation. Participants from around the state come to discover the thrill. It's really exciting. They get to watch water skiing. They actually get to water ski. Those that don't want to water ski themselves on the adaptive equipment can go out on a pontoon and enjoy the water anyway. And we have skiing, pontooning. We have a picnic lunch. Professional instructors provide the training and specialized water skiing equipment for those participating. Water ski teams perform ski shows during the lunch hour. Right after we're finished with lunch, there's a ski show. And then they also provide the side skiers for people that are skiing along the people that are in the adaptive ski equipment. So it's just a wonderful, fun event. So guidelines. NDID works with private, state, and federal agencies. We don't want to duplicate assistance provided by these agencies, so we work with them. As a nonprofit organization, our funds are limited, so we're unable to grant every request. Assistance is provided on a priority basis according to our established guidelines that we have, and it might depend upon the funds available in the specific applicant's area. We do get grant opportunities. I know Minon has gotten a grant for like a 9-county area. And those grant funds then were used in that 9-county area. But there may be times when funds are limited in a certain specific area, and then it would be on a provided on a priority basis. So the process is very simple. They complete the application, which is included in your packet. It's the very final or the second one, application for assistance. And it has a very detailed instruction sheet attached to that application, which is 2 pages long to really help answer those most commonly asked questions. And then there's the application form, which they need to fill out. There's 2 pages to it, or front and back if it gets mailed to you, and make sure that they complete it entirely. Once the third page of that application is a multi-agency authorization to disclose information form. And we need this in order to confirm with your physician the diagnosis of the individual you're applying for and the needs of that individual. So we will get a physician statement of medical necessity from the doctor that is the primary care physician for the applicant, confirming the diagnosis and confirming the need for that applicant. So it's very important that we have this multi-agency authorization to disclose information form completed and signed and dated so that we can get that information from the physician. We usually ask for about 5 working days, business days, 5 to 7 to actually process an application. And the most time-consuming part of that is getting this physician statement of medical necessity from the primary care physician. If you look at the instruction sheet on the first 2 pages, part of the information we need is the financial information. So we will need a copy of their, right now we would need a copy of their 2018 taxes. If they did not complete taxes, we would need a copy of their Social Security reward letters or Social Security disability reward letter, something to verify their income from the previous year. Right now, we have some statistics as far as what NDAD did do in 2018. We provided over $2 million in services to individuals with disabilities and health challenges in 2018. Our statewide assistance included 385 prescription medications, 2,888 trips out of town to medical facilities, over 4,000 pieces of medical equipment were borrowed, over 2,600 accessible rides for employment, shopping, and community events were given, over 8,000 hours of personal attendant care, and then our continual information referral services. We have a brochure that covers all the services we offer. That is the very last one on your attachments, and that covers just an array of the services. It covers all of the offices that we have, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, and Williston, with our addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses. So if you need to contact your specific area, you can contact them off of this brochure, or you can call me, and I'll refer you to the right person. So everything will work out well.
And I'm sorry, Marcia, I had to include the link to the website because the brochure itself was too large.
Yes, that's fine.
So I apologize for you all that are on the phone that I had to send the link instead. But
it's good to have the link. You have all the information that you need that's on this brochure on that link. Thank you.
Yeah.
So just giving you an idea of the transplant grant fund and the medical travel that we do, we have a gentleman, a client out of Williston, who had a kidney transplant. We helped him with a gas card to get to Bismarck for the transplant, and we helped the individual who was donating the kidney to get to Bismarck to do the transplant. So we gave them a gas card to help cover that expense through the North Dakota Transplant Grant Fund. We helped him stay in the motel for a couple of days to make sure that everything went well with the transplant before he went home. Since then, he's had some complications outside of the transplant, and he's had some stomach issues. And this is where we work with individuals that are facing health challenges. And he can't afford or has no way to get to Bismarck. And he lives in Williston. And he's doctoring in Bismarck because of his transplant. He goes to the emergency room in Williston, and they transfer him to Bismarck by air ambulance. Then he'll call and need a way to get home. We will pay for service patient transportation to go. They have a transport to Bismarck between Bismarck and Minot. So they go down to get him in Bismarck, bring him up to Minot. We'll put him up and lodge him for one day in a motel, and then he takes the train back to Williston. So we do everything we can to help maintain independence for people with disabilities, no matter what that is. Now, that travel, because it was outside of his transplant need, would be coming out of our standard medical travel and medical lodging fund that we have available through NDAD. Okay. Our board of directors is statewide. We have Ron Gibbons, who's president out of Grand Forks, Mike Berg, who's vice president out of Fargo, Wendy Grondahl, who's secretary treasurer out of Madoc, Cindy Sheldon, who's a director out of Bismarck, Bob Monjon, who's a director out of Minot, Ann Pritbrees is a director out of Grand Forks, Betty Wilkening, director out of Grand Forks, Craig Hashbarger, director out of Fargo, and Josette Severson, director out of Bismarck. So we have a board of directors from across the state. Our website, I think you have the link, is ndad.org. You'll find client forms there. You can always download an NDA or fill out an NDA client application on that website. We have current news and information, our quarterly newsletter to read, or if you want to be on our mailing list, to sign up for our quarterly newsletter. There's success stories. There's also a wheeling and dealing site. So if you are looking for durable medical equipment, or you want to sell a piece of your equipment, go on to our wheeling and dealing website on ndad.org and list it or see what is listed there, and you might find what you're looking for, or it might help you sell the item that you're looking to sell. It also lists external resources, and our community fundraisers are listed on our website as well for people to be able to donate through the website. So our offices, again, are Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and Williston. I've been talking for 25 minutes. So anybody have any more questions?
Anybody have any questions for Marcia on?
I have a question about the equipment loan program. I'm based out of Lincoln. Was wondering if there's ever any intent of extending that program to Bismarck area, and if you take equipment donations.
There are some equipment donations we take depending on the office's individual needs. As far as working in the Lincoln Bismarck area, we have worked with you before with various clients. We have staff members that travel down to Bismarck occasionally in each month. It's not a daily service or anything, but you could always call the Minot office and see if there's something we can do. Because
okay.
There have been a couple of situations where we're funded through gaming and through grant writing. And Pub 21 in Bismarck is our gaming location. So what we can do and what we have done in the past is take a piece of equipment down to Pub 21 when we're traveling to Bismarck, and then you can pick it up from there and return it there, and we'll grab it from there.
Yeah, I was just thinking because I have quite a bit of pediatric equipment, wheelchair, walkers, things like that, that I hate to just have sitting and not be in use.
Pediatric equipment is always in high need. And if you wanted to donate those, all you would have to do is give me a call and I would make arrangements for Pub 21 too. But you'd have to deliver them there. We don't have anybody to pick them up.
Right. That's not a huge issue. I just wanted to make sure that they're available to this area to use too.
Yeah, we do the transfer. We have a representative go down to that location at least once a month, so they would be able to. We have served several people out of the Bismarck area.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Any other questions for Marcia or comments?
Did anybody learn anything?
I certainly did, Marcia.
Good. There's usually something that you can pick up from the presentation that's outside of what you knew normally. But I'm just a phone call away, and I think that's the biggest thing to know is that if you have any questions whatsoever, check the website, give us a call, give our offices a call, let us help you. Let us lead you through the application process, the income verification process, the physician diagnosis process. We can help you through all of that.
What I just kind of have one question. What seems to be when an application is denied, let's just say that, what is usually, I mean, is it maybe because it's not high on the priority list, or is it because they didn't fill out the application properly?
They'll never be denied for filling out the application improperly. We'll help them through that process.
Okay.
So they will never be denied if they miss something on the application. We'll shoot them out the application with a letter telling them what needs to be completed and get it back again, or we can deal with faxes or whatever works for them in their local clinic or social workers. Denial probably comes by guidelines. Hearing aids, we don't do over the age of 65 because that's when hearing problems just become because of old age, not a disability. That's just one of the guidelines. I mean, it just depends on the many guidelines that we have in place at NDAD.
Okay.
But it's not going to be because of an incomplete application. If it's financially related, if you give us your financial income and you're a single person making $21,000 a year on your taxes, you'll be eligible. Now, if you're at $22,000 a year, you're still going to be eligible, but you might have a client contribution, meaning you'll have to show us that you spent $750 in medical expenses in the past 12 months. And then you'll fulfill your client contribution, and then you'll be eligible for services.
Okay.
So just because you're over that client, that income eligibility number, doesn't mean you're still not eligible because you've probably been spending money on prescriptions, dental work, eyeglasses, doctor's bills. All of those add up to fulfill your client contribution. So you're still eligible.
Nice. Okay.
Okay?
Anyone else have any questions or comments for Marcia at all?
Just give me a call if you do, or call the Fargo or Grand Forks offices. Kim is in Fargo, Laura is in Grand Forks, and then it's Marcia here in Minot.
Thank you so much, Marcia, for joining us this evening. I surely do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time. I love talking NDAD, so... anytime anybody has any questions, give me a call.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, good night, everybody, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Great presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you.